It's episode number 70, and we've got plugins to help with time-based content, ticket sales, malware, press rooms, download managers, and a plugin that allows multiple domain mapping to a single WordPress installation. All that and more coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Okay, and the show has been, welcome back to our show. This show here is a re-record. Unfortunately, we had a beautiful recording all done for you folks, and a couple of things might sound a little out of sync when I piece it all back together, but enjoy the show, and technology often gets the better of us. So welcome back to WordPress Plugins A to Z, and I'm John Overall, and with me is...
Marcus Couch. Glad to be with everybody again.
All right, and... We had a few things last time, and right about here, I'm going to leave a blank spot, and this is a ramble I pre-recorded, and we'll let this run, and after it, we'll be back to you. So, well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode, and we're here to make your life both enjoyable and to harass you at the same time. I am John Overall, and with me is... That it is. It is a big number. This show has been around for, well, I've been here since episode one, and when I started this show, I had some serious lofty goals, and of course, I modified them as the show has gone along, and in recent times, I've been modifying it even more. But some of the modifications have been irritating me, and it seems like I've been letting listeners direct it, and I've decided that, well, I'm no longer going to let the listeners do all my direction. After all, it is my show. And if you've listened to my show way back, I used to have some serious rants about how it is my show. I have brought in made a lot of changes. The biggest changes, of course, is bringing in Marcus, which is probably one of the better changes for the show. And a lot of listeners have enjoyed having him on here. I've enjoyed it because it brings the counterpoint to me for the show, which is important because a single one-man show, well, they can get rather boring most of the time. I have listened to a few podcasts that were one person, and they sounded much better when the person ended up with a co-host. Always better that way. But I have a bit of a rant this week, and that rant, it goes on for just a minute or two, and while it's might alienate a couple of listeners out there. I'm sorry, I really don't mean to offend or possibly alienate you, but hey, this is what I'm going to do. I just wanted to share my thoughts about the show, where it's going. Like I said, this is episode 70. I've been around for 70 episodes. I intend to be around for another 70 episodes because I don't do this show to get rich. I don't promote it. I have advertising on my website, but the website is only currently Google Ads, and I don't anticipate anytime soon having somebody call me up and say, hey, I want to put this big time money into you. It could happen, but I don't see that as my future. My future is with developing WordPress, which is why I do this show. It enhances my ability to develop WordPress, brings my knowledge up, and at the same time, I get to share my knowledge with listeners. And I get to express myself. That was one of the things I did this, was to express myself and just let folks know. Again, I don't market the show. I just put it out there. It gets found. It doesn't. Whatever. You know, I notify people about it. I talk to plugin authors. I bring in authors for interviews when I can. I try to bring in some great stuff. it's seems there's some of the listeners out there that would like to see me toss out some of the areas, such as this segment on ranting. Would love to have me tone down the stuff when I talk about my gaming or when I talk about kids, but yeah, I can't do that. That is me. That is the show. That is what I... part of what makes the show. I mean, when I listen to podcasts, the ones I enjoy the most are the ones where the hosts talk about all the aspects of their life, not just the little pieces that they're there to share with me and tell me about. Because I could do that. We could direct the show. Hi, this is John. This is the episode. These are the plugins. Let's get to them. Talk about the plugins. Blah, blah, blah. Doom, bum, dum. I think that would be boring myself. Can't do that. So, not going to happen. I'm going to bring it back. The last few episodes, I've been actually sort of skipping away from that stuff, pushing it out, and it's just sort of, it didn't fit me. I didn't like it. While we've done some great changes with the intros, I really love that. You know, granted, I went into it kicking and screaming because I had to give up some stuff that I'd been hanging on to for a while. That's life. Sometimes change is good, and sometimes we go to change kicking and screaming, going, no, 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 until we go, okay, yeah, that's good. I really like it. Why didn't I think of that before? Well, I did sort of. I just never had the equipment. Marcus has the equipment, the time, and all of the music to help make that happen. So he's made that magic happen, and for that, I really am thankful. But there is one thing I have to fix with it. I'm going to have to re-record it in my voice because I do have to put back the Z in WP plugins A to Z, because that has been what it is. I know it's Z for the States. I actually, being an expatriate from the States, it took me 10 years to give up the Z and move to Z. And now it's part of who I am. So it's going to come back. So Z it is. It just has to be. It's part of the show. It's part of what it is. Yeah. So that's all it is. That all being said, the personalities, I'm going to put my own full personality back into it and keep it that way. And that's all I really have to say on that. And with that, all you folks out there that play Diablo, I know you're not listening right now. You're buried in your computer, and we won't see you for a week. I know a couple people like that right now. They started playing last night at midnight. I actually tried to play at midnight. I couldn't log on for 20 minutes, and I abandoned it and went to bed. So, and I haven't been able to touch it ever since. I've been working all that, and I might not get to touch it tonight because the only computer at home my wife has hold of, and she's a Diablo fan, so I won't even... I'll look over her shoulder and go, no, honey, do that. No, do that, until she throws her beer at me. So, that being said, time to move on. We've got some other things to talk about this week, and I have half of 30 seconds where I have to go log into my Google account because it logged me out right in the middle of the intro. Really pain in the neck. Trying to read my Google Doc, and it's like, can't get to it. So now I got to go find my password and log in. Blank. Okay. All right, and so what we've got here is we've got a few plugins for you this week, and just a couple other things, and just one quick brief time. I did manage to get in some playtime for Diablo, and I have had to watch my wife's OD on it for the last couple of days.
How is it? Is it meeting your expectations?
Actually, it's better. It's wonderfully gory, and the guys at Blizzard really let their sick, twisted sense of humor run away with them.
Nice. I'm still not going to play it, though.
No. I don't recommend it. I've had to actually force myself to work. You know, it's like, no, I got to work. I can play that later this evening for a couple hours.
Absolutely.
Instead of watching TV, go play some Diablo. So, what have we got for you this week? There was a couple of news articles that didn't get in there, and I'll pop them back in again. There's a... update from the Penguin update is punishing WordPress theme creators. Those that put if you built WordPress themes like I did and put them out to the world, you put links at the bottom of them to link back to you. It seems WordPress is now attacking those for some reason. Google is now attacking those for some reason.
And what good reason, actually? Many times those aren't authorized links. And people aren't even aware of them. I can't tell you how many times an SEO client will come to me and say, I can't really figure out why I have no ranking on my site, no link juice, no anything. Yeah. And then you go to the bottom of the footer, and the designer has put 50 links at the bottom of it to their own personal projects and other things. And, you know, we need to understand that links, whether unintentionally put in the bottom or intentionally, that's property. That's real estate, and you have to respect that.
There's excessive, and then there's what I think is worthwhile. If I create a theme and put it out for people to use, I want that link coming back to me as the creator of the theme. And that's why I put the link at the bottom of the themes that I create.
Right.
So, but yeah, there are the ones that are excessive. The biggest problem, the problem ones are the guys that put it as hidden text and bury it in code. Those ones, yes, are a problem. But at any rate, another article on why you should upgrade your WordPress, and very important to do that.
Always a good idea. And John, one piece of news for me. I am actually looking for a WordPress assistant who's going to help set up some client sites that I've got, tweak some themes and such. So if you're looking to work as an unpaid intern, this is more of a training type thing, and work directly with me on WordPress projects, and we're going to be doing some affiliate stuff. We're going to be doing some membership stuff, maybe some directories. So if you want a full spectrum of WordPress on the fly, trial by fire, there will be some incentives in there for you. But if you're interested in something like that and you've got some time to do it, maybe you're just off of school for the summer or such, I'd be happy to work with you. So please give me an email at marcuscouch@gmail.com. Put WP intern in the subject line and just give me a brief description of your experience so far in WordPress, what you're capable of, stuff like PHP, CSS, graphics, that kind of thing. And I'd be very pleased if we could get a couple of people that are fans of the show. That way I know that they're into plugins as well. So if that interests you, please get in touch with me.
And it's probably highly worthwhile. You get yourself some excellent training there, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And you had one other piece there. You had a website that was...
Yeah, actually, someone that I have befriended, her name is Reva Lazansky. She was the executive editor for Entrepreneur Magazine for well over 20 years. She's got a new site called Small Biz Daily. That's SMALLBIZ Daily. And that's on WordPress, and there are a lot of tips for small businesses and entrepreneurs and such dealing with their business both online and offline. So I highly suggest you check it out, smallbizdaily.com.
Excellent. Yeah, it looked like something quite interesting. I meant to go check it out, but I haven't had a chance yet.
Yeah.
Get kind of buried. All right, so time for the fun and excitement, and let's just let it roll.
We'll take old school.
We'll take the old one. I hit the wrong button, but that's all right. So anyway, first plugin I've got coming off the bat here is a premium plugin that I tested out called Instant Press Room by Jane Tabachnik. There we go.
Yeah.
I think I got the name right this time. And it's a very nice plugin, and it's only $49. And what it does for you is it creates a press room on your website. And what is meant by this, in case you're not aware, if you're a business or a company and you need to get information off to the media, newspapers, magazines, or just get out press releases or make it easy for people to access photos and videos and other things in one simple spot on your site, that's exactly what this plugin does for you. And I found the plugin to be pretty decent and fairly easy to set up. The only issue I ran into when dealing with it is matching up the CSS to the site. They have two ways of doing it in this plugin. One of them is they have a default theme they've got built into it to set it up into a nice consistent manner, but it doesn't match almost no website except for their own that they've designed. And then they have the default way, and it tries to blend itself into your own CSS. And it doesn't quite work really well. And basically what you got to do is you got to spend a fair bit of time going through and setting up the CSS to make it look pretty and for your site, which is okay. That's not a detriment to the plugin. The plugin itself works quite nicely in that it organizes up your information in the in the press releases by dates, keeps an archive of them, organizes up photos, organizes up the videos, and each one of these sticks into separate blocks in the plugin area or the presentation area of the site, making it easy for people to get in there and grab the stuff they want about your company and then take it and go use it however you needed it. It also offers a way to combine that stuff into one downloadable zip file and offer it up to places. So all in all, pretty decent plugin. A bit of work to it. I found it to be pretty decent, so I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
You know, and one of the things, John, as I look deeper into this and kind of look at the screenshots and sort of demo pages of this Instant Press Room plugin, is these are the kinds of plugins that we talk about here on the show, that those of you who design other websites for your clients, this is a no-brainer for actually creating something that's a new press room type solution where you can take care of all the media, everything else, and throw it all in one place and then concentrate on the rest of the site as far as their products and services for their particular business. So at $49, what would you say, John? You could probably charge $200 to create a media center like this for a business, a design client, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you're looking at, a couple, 3 hours worth of customization time into the CSS.
Yeah. So this is something absolutely that all of you designers out there should be taking a look at. Instantpressroom.com is where you can find it. And definitely, if it works for you and can make you some money, that's what we're all about here on the show.
Yeah, and it's very nice. It's one that I'm actually going to be recommending off to a couple of my clients that have to put together press release stuff for the press. So,
yeah, great plugin. Well, the first one that I'm going to bring you is not a premium plugin per se, but it is third-party based. And this is called the Tikki Widget Plugin. Now, Tikki, you can find that at tikki.ee. And it's basically a free ticketing sales platform, manages all your events, your user data. It has apps. It's really easy to set up. And this particular plugin merely just enters that particular interface or the buy interface within a widget on your site. Does it really easily. There's a lot of different paid options you can do with Tikki that also include QR scanning, advanced functionality. They have mobile tickets, tickets by text, all that stuff. So if you're involved in a church or fundraisers, maybe even a band that plays out different shows, if you've got seminars, gatherings, courses, things like that, this is probably a pretty good solution for you that you can integrate tickets into your WordPress installation. So it does exactly what it says it does. It's not any rocket science or any crazy settings or anything like that. It just integrates perfectly with the Tikki interface. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Nice. Looks like a nice, easy way to integrate tickets into your system.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so next one I've got coming here is I was doing some research, and actually what I was doing was I was bringing up to date a old website that I finally got around to finishing, that all I had ever done was installed WordPress on it and left it alone. And it turned out while it was sitting there, somebody had hacked it. And this plugin here is one that helps you track down any things that were hacked in it. Now, I could have just wiped the website clean and restarted because it didn't have anything in it, but I thought, let me go in and see if I can actually find this stuff just to learn a few things. So I threw this plugin in called Malwatch. And what this plugin does, it's fairly nice, and sorry, I cleared my throat there. And what it does there is it goes through and it runs a quick scan on the system to find any files that are out of place. If it finds htaccess files that where they shouldn't be, it finds additional files that aren't in the normal WordPress setup and tells you about them, and then allows you to go take a look at them and see if they're there. Fairly quick, simple. It is a fairly old plugin, so it may or may not be completely compatible. It worked fine on this, and this was a WordPress 3.2 install that I had. And because it works so well, it got a 3 Dragon rating. Nice and simple.
Yeah, I've been a victim myself of malware attacks on some of my most profitable sites, and it's not fun.
No, it's worse on a profitable one.
Yeah. But here's the thing. All right, people, you got to check your Google Webmaster Tools email.
Yes.
Because they will be one of the first ones also beyond plugins like this to tell you that something doesn't look right.
Yeah, you got to make sure you have the site registered with Google Webmasters. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the site registered. Mm. So as soon as I registered it, I got like six emails.
Yeah, exactly.
Telling me it had been hacked, although I had just fixed it, so it was just the old stuff, but...
Yeah, you wonder why. Yeah, you're not going to get any rankings when people go to your site and literally Firefox says, "Get me out of here."
Yeah. But I've solved it and fixed it and got it back. But this plugin made it easy to track down and find htaccess files that didn't belong. And that's one of the biggest ways the malware writers deal with it, is they manage to sneak an htaccess file in that redirects stuff.
There you go. So, John, one of the first things that I was kind of begging for on the show when I first came aboard was something that you could schedule content. I was basically looking for something that could control when a widget turns off and on.
Yes, I remember that.
But I found something actually recently that's much, much better. It's called Schedule Your Content, and it basically lets you decide when to show what within the post page or your widget. So it uses short code, and you can basically say, okay, I want you to start, you know, May 25th, 2012, 6:30 a.m., and May 29th at 6 in the morning. And that can be your whole post. That can be a part of a widget as far as, like, okay, buy your tickets for blah, 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 you know, incorporate something like the Tiki widget or something that we had. And it lets you sort of start and stop particular pieces within a post.
Nice.
It also does something where you can hide particular pieces of content based on what day of the week it is. So you can just say, turn this on, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know, but not Thursday and Friday. So you have that kind of thing going on too. So it's great for something like a live help or a call now, or just even, you know, hiding particular things, maybe a particular offer that's within your content if you're trying to sell something, and then you want to do countdowns of availability or something like that. But I thought it was a fantastic plugin, did everything that I was looking for and more. So I gave this one a 5 out of 5.
That may actually work. Excellent. Yeah, that one there looks quite interesting, and it can be quite nice. And didn't you say it might actually work? Does it work in a widget sidebar?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's looks like it's very usable for everything you need. All right, next one I've got here. This one here was just sort of a fun plug-in. It was something I was playing with. I was goofing around on a site, and I've got some experience in many things Druidic and practicing Druidism. So what I've got here is a plugin called DIY Runes Widget. And what it does is it creates a runes drawing, much like a tarot card drawing. And I've been kind of searching for something like this, but unfortunately this one here wasn't exactly what I was after. I mean, if you like things very simple and completely mindless, this is perfect. But the biggest problem with it is you have no control over anything. You put the plugin in, you turn it on, and everything that happens with it is done in Flash, and it's all delivered from their website. You can't change anything at all in it. You have to go with whatever they've got, and I'm not a big one for letting that much control out of my hands. So other than that, it'd be pretty nice. Unfortunately, I had to mark it way down because of that and because of its limitations. It is a pretty old plugin, and then the other limitation, of course, is being Flash, you miss out on a massive chunk of your audience. So I had to let it go. I mean, there's a better way of doing this. I've got an old JavaScript that runs a tarot card drawing program I've gotten that could probably be converted to run runes instead of tarot cards, which would probably have some work to it. So if there's a programmer out there with a little bit of board time and wants a fun project, I'll be happy to give them the old program and they can convert it to runes. So anyway, this got a 2 dragon rating. Not all that exciting.
Yeah, that's a big niche that you're targeting there. Druid programmers.
Not necessarily a druid programmer, just someone who programs and can convert something.
Gotcha. Well, John, I've been one of these guys, man, choking on water here. I've been one of these guys who has a lot of domains. How many? I have like 300. Crazy. And one of the things that I've noticed is I've been more and more wanting to get them off of like the standard parked page, even if it's something I don't necessarily have a particular need for right away. I should be sending them somewhere. So this particular plugin that I've got is called Domain Mapping System. Now it counters something like WordPress multi-user, multi-site, in the sense that it's not really meant to share content between two different networks. This is more of kind of a microsite type of a thing. Mm-hmm. So it allows you to take multiple domains and then map them to individual WordPress pages within only one installation. Nice. So you can map just hundreds of different domains. Now, I only tried three,
right?
But it worked great. I mean, 10 minutes out of the gate, a little bit of setup. It was awesome. The biggest delay in the process, I guess, was just waiting for the DNS to flip over. But otherwise, I thought this was a really great plugin. So if you've got a lot of domains or perhaps want to run some microsites and such, you know, now that Penguin and Panda out there are really cracking down on some of the directory listings and things, you want to start making your own networks.
Yeah.
And things with content. So check this out, Domain Mapping System. I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, it looks quite useful. It's one that I'm actually going to be using next week when I work on a client's site, when we get ready to launch and we bring together their additional 20 domain names relating to their industry.
Yeah, I'm about to do the same thing with one of my clients that has some local-based keywords that they're trying to corner the market on, and this is exactly what we're going to do. I do not want to have 50 different individual hosting accounts and landing pages and things like that. So this is going to do it for me.
Yeah, it looks like something there very nice there. I'm going to be giving that one a good shot. All right, so the final one I've got here is another one dealing with downloads. I keep running into plugins that I've stuck into a directory for me to go test and download, or download and test and check out, see if they're any good. And this one here I found, and it's was sitting there waiting for me. It's called Drain Hole. It's a very old plugin, and of course, like I said, never discount them just because they're old, because you never know. They might still be valuable, and they might not be compromised. They might just be old. So anyway, I thought I would check it out and see if it was any good for managing downloads. I'm always looking for a better way to manage downloads that I offer up to folks. And when I threw it up there, I found that it's actually very limited. It only does one thing. What it does is it monitors a single directory, and it monitors that directory via an htaccess file. And it monitors whatever files you put in that directory, and it monitors when they were downloaded, and it sort of works as a gatekeeper with a passcode to make sure that whoever comes in there has permission to download them. So it's not a whole lot. It's very simple, very basic, and unfortunately you can just let that one drain right down the hole, and I gave it a 2 dragon rating. Not all that exciting.
That drain hole sucks.
Yeah.
Or doesn't. One of the two. Not the way you want it to. Well, speaking of things that that don't suck, you know, it does suck when you set up a new domain and you've got to do the same steps over and over. Hook it up to Google, you know, hook it up to Webmaster Tools, do all the site verification for Google and Yahoo and Bing and all that. And it takes a good hour to do all that stuff. And frankly, you know, we're into the lazy here. So I found one of the ultimate lazy plugins for helping to set that stuff up. It's called MDR Webmaster Tools. And it basically, with one click, provides Webmaster site verification scripts for Google, Yahoo, Bing. It does all the analytics tracking, sitemap support, all that stuff. This is the laziest of lazy when it comes to an easy plugin that you want to get a client up and running. I'm sure you could bill them for this if you wanted to as well. or at least save yourself from being billed or something like this.
Yeah.
But I gave it a 5 out of 5. This thing rocks.
Nice. Need to be faster on the button.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it. And let's see what we got here. A couple of reminders this week. Of course, go check us out on iTunes, blueberry.com, VOA. And give us some ratings there and tell your friends about it. Other than that, what have we got? Future podcasts? Who knows? Lazy Plugins is always on the list. I'm not sure what else we've got coming your way.
Well, I'm actually in pursuit of some better advertising plugins. Even have found some things that can do advertising within your images. So I'm going to be checking something out that can do that, as well as some other things regarding testimonials and glossaries, things that I'm working on.
Excellent. I look forward to those ones because those are something those are something I can always use, especially with one of my clients finally reaching the point of probably next week I'll be fully announcing him to the world and putting him full promotions out there.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, I've got a lot of new stuff coming out too, and boy, it's going to be a busy spring and summer here in the world of WordPress, right?
Oh yeah, it'll be quite busy this summer. All right, well, that's it. You can contact me in the usual places, johnoverall.com, facebook.com, johnoverall.com, and email me at dragon@wppluggins, A to Z.
Also, you can find me at marcuscouch.com, the newly revamped. I've got some cool stuff going on there, so make sure you check it out. Yeah. Stop by and say hi. Also, you can find me at Facebook, facebook.com/marcuscouch, and at Twitter, it's @marcuscouch.
Yeah, and go check out his website. I went and checked out his new site. It's very cool. I like it, but quite nice.
Thank you.
All right, well, y'all have a good one. Take care. We will talk to you next week, hopefully.
See ya.
And I need this. Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Excellent.